Chapter 4. The beast stopped in front of the merchant. The beast was very big. He was very frightening.
"You are very ungrateful," the beast roared.
The merchant was very afraid. The beast was angry, and he could talk.
"I saved your life. I let you sleep in my castle. I let you eat my food. I gave you a warm fire. I gave you wine to drink. I gave you new clothes. Then you stole my roses. My roses are so important for me. They are more valuable than anything I own. I will kill you for stealing my roses. I will give you time to say your prayers," the beast roared.
The merchant fell to his knees.
"Please, my lord," the merchant begged the beast, "please forgive me. I didn't mean to upset you. My daughter asked for a rose, and I was just getting her one," the merchant cried.
"My name is not my lord. My name is Beast. I do not like compliments. People should say what they think. You cannot make me happy by calling me grand names."
"You have a daughter?" the beast growled.
"Yes, I have three daughters," the merchant replied.
"You will send me one of your daughters. She will come and live with me. She will come because she wants to. She will suffer for your crime. Then I will forgive you. You will not say anything now. You will go home. You will send me your daughter. If not, you must come back. You have 3 months," the beast said.
"I promise that I will send you my daughter, or I will come back," the merchant said.
"You can go home whenever you like. You will not go without gifts. There is a chest in the bedroom. Go to the chest. Fill it with whatever you want. I will send it to your home," the beast said.
The beast walked away from the merchant. He went back into the garden.
"If I must die, I will leave something for my children," the merchant thought. He went back to the bedroom. He found the chest. It was a very large chest. He walked around the house. He found many pieces of gold. He filled the chest with gold. He locked it when it was full.
The merchant left the bedroom. He went to the stable to get his horse.
The merchant was very sad as he rode home. The horse followed the road. He held the rose branch tightly in his hand. His children were waiting for him at the house. They were all happy to see him. The merchant was still sad. When he saw Beauty, he started crying.
"Here, Beauty,"
the merchant gave Beauty the branch of roses.
"Take these roses. They have cost me everything."
"What happened, Papa?"
Beauty asked.
"They arrested me. I didn't get the money for the goods. I got lost in the forest. I found a castle. It belonged to a beast. I was taking the roses for you. He saw me. He told me that he would kill me for stealing from him," the merchant said.
"Poor father, it is all Beauty's fault. You didn't ask for clothes. You had to ask for something strange. Now father is going to die," the older sisters said.
"I will go and live with the beast. I will be happy because father did not die," Beauty said.
"No, you cannot go," her brothers said. "We will go and kill the beast or die trying."
"No,
The beast is too strong. He will kill all three of you, the merchant said. I am old. I will not lose many years. I will go and die, the merchant said. I will not let you go to the castle on your own. I will go with you. You cannot stop me, Beauty said.